From Boston University, this is WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. It's 5:45. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Brown in Boston. It's the 4th of July weekend, and after a spate of bad weather, Bostonians are more than ready to celebrate clearing skies and Independence Day. Here in Boston, the holiday means concerts from the Boston Pops on the Charles River Esplanade. Joining me now on the line, Boston Pops conductor Keith Lockhart. How are you doing today?
Great. How about yourself?
Not too bad. What can concertgoers expect at this year's concert?
Well, you know, as usual, what we try to do is balance the traditional, the things that people expect to hear every year and that are really part of, you know, the soundtrack of people's celebration of the holiday with some new things and as wide a celebration as we can of the whole spectrum of American music because, well, the spectrum of our audience is so wide. Millions of people from literally infants to octogenarians and everybody in between. And we're thrilled to play for them. So this year, I think the big thing, of course, is Neil Diamond joining the Pops in his Boston Pops debut, which should be lots of fun. I've said for years that if we could just get Neil Diamond to do Coming to America and Sweet Caroline in Boston, then we could just pack up and go home at that point.
I don't think you'll be doing that, though. there's some more things. You mentioned that balance of tradition and new stuff. How do you go about planning that and making sure? Because obviously the crowd is expecting the 1812 Overture and the Stars and Stripes Forever. You got to do those.
We need those things and patriotic songs, of course, the things that make people think of the 4th of July. So we try to keep a structure, a kind of a skeleton, if you will, of those pieces always in place. And then we try to bring people in who will appeal to the widest possible audience base, everybody who could potentially be watching along with us.
You said this is Neil Diamond's first time at the Hat Shell. How do you like working with him? I know you've been rehearsing.
Actually, we had rehearsal, and he could not have been more gracious. He sounds exactly like it may sound funny to say this, but you know, he's been in the business for a long time, and he's nearing 70. He sounds exactly like Neil Diamond, so and looks great too. And he was just a great performer, very gracious with the orchestra, and we've had a good time so far.
Yeah, I've seen estimates that nearly 900,000 people turn out all up and down both sides of the Charles River for the 4th of July concert. That's a lot of people. But you're doing a concert tonight as well. Not as many people there, I suspect, but still a good time. How's tonight different from tomorrow?
Well, it's actually hardly different at all, with the exception of you won't see the fireworks tonight. But pretty much the rest of the program is the same. And it's a great opportunity for people who may be a little daunted by wading into that many people to come see pretty much the same program. Neil will be there, all of our other guests, including a Berkeley-based group called Syncopation that'll just blow everybody's doors off, I think. A wonderful 10-year-old girl vocalist joining us, and Lincoln Portrait being read by the Reverend Peter Gomes from Harvard in honor of the 200th anniversary of the birth of Lincoln.
How has this concert changed for you? You've been overseeing it now for a number of years. Just personally, how has it evolved for you?
Well, it's gotten a little easier, just because I suppose if you do anything 15 successive years, eventually you know what to expect. I remember the first year, this was the most stressful 2 days of probably my life to that point. So much to think about, so many different things, so much pressure for live TV, you know. And, you know, it never gets routine because there's just enough changes each year. And when you're dealing with live TV and outdoor performance with the thrill of the elements, especially the way they've been recently, you know, you can never just take it for granted. But that having been said, I think I roll with the punches a little easier now than I did in 1995.
This year, the Pops have strengthened some ties with another Boston institution, the Red Sox. You have a new CD out this year, the Red Sox album. Of course, the Sox are playing a home game at Fenway tomorrow afternoon before the concert. Do you find the concert crowds are a little more lively after a Red Sox win?
I think always. You know, I think everybody in Boston is a little more lively after a Red Sox win, and I hope they sweep in honor of the 4th of July weekend. They've certainly been doing great, though, and they've been wonderfully supportive of the album when it came out. You can still buy it all over Fenway Park, and we're hoping that it's on sale there, if you know what I mean, all the way into late October.
Terrific. Thank you very much, Boston Pops conductor Keith Lockhart. Keith Lockhart will be wielding the baton tonight and tomorrow night as the Boston Pops present their annual 4th of July concerts on the Esplanade.